When Dale and I decided to get married, and he'd had mother's permission, then he had to put in a request to the commander of the fleet in Melbourne, our commander there, to have permission to marry me. So there was a 6 months waiting period, cooling off period, they called it. If in 6 months we still wanted to get married, well, then we reapplied and then they would send away for permission. So in the meantime, the commander-in-chief wanted to interview my mother and find out all about... He knew a fair bit about me, but he had to find out from my mother about our family. And she got a bit irate, actually, that she felt that she was being questioned, and there was no way she could find out about Dale if she really wanted to. But I think she took him on his face value. She realised he was a good man. And then 6 months went by, and it was rather hard to get on the ships to go back. You had to wait and wait. However, one day, I was asleep during the day so that I could go on the midwatch that night, and Dale came rushing in to Mum to say that the permission had come through and he was being sent back to the States. He actually had got word to say he was being sent back to the States, and our permission hadn't come through. So the commander there decided that he would keep Dale here for another week. And in that time, the permission came through, and we had 3 days to get married and have our honeymoon, which we did. And then I saw Dale off to America. He went back then to America.